It's the review, Stu Wright, Sean Rogers, working through Liverpool versus Brighton. We'll get stuck in as we normally get stuck in, Stu. The approach is Liverpool went unchanged for the third time. You surprised by that?
Yeah and no. I think the manager's really looked at these as a group of fixtures, hasn't he, from the start of the season, really. And I think he's trying to eke out as much as he can from that pool of players before the international break. I think it's interesting, you know, as we go into the next fixture, you know, from based on his comments at the end of the game, he'll probably rethink that by the looks of it. And you could tell during the game, you could tell some of them were on the last legs. But I think there was some sense to it, and why change what's been a winning formula?
He's very frank about it post-match, Sean, in terms of the fact that he feels as though he might have got it wrong. I mean, it's easy to wonder if he could have done something better if you actually win. But post-match, he's about as emphatic as I've ever heard him about a team that he himself has picked pre-match, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that he's looked at these four games as a block. I think we did some shows, didn't we, before the season started and said that we thought that he would treat this as a block and then look to get players ready during this period, use the next international break to get them ready and then sort of go again. I think what we're maybe a bit more surprised about is the actual players that have been used, because I thought this block of games had Nathaniel Clyne written all over it because Trent at the World Cup. I thought that you probably wouldn't see much of Jordan Henderson in this period, but we've seen quite a lot of him. And judging by the way Klopp normally uses his subs more than you'd normally expect from a Jurgen Klopp bench, you look at Roberto Firmino, I know we'll discuss it later in relation to, you know, you look at what's been going on with Daniel Sturridge, the signing of Shaqiri, the fact that they've had a lot more time in pre-season, especially Sturridge. Firmino's had the least of them three. And I think it shows that Klopp's smelling that this season's a big season.